This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris Long, two-time NFL champ, is with us and cool enough to kick it out for another segment here. And you really are. When we were talking during the break, he really is a huge NBA fan.
I do like the NBA. I mean, how big an NBA fan can I be when I'm a Knicks fan?
Well, that's my plight as
well.
We
got the same issue here. Yeah. You know, I
actually, some could say we're bigger NBA fans than most because we stick it out.
Yeah, we have more stamina.
Yeah, we do.
How did you become a Knicks fan? I mean, you grew up in Charlottesville.
Honestly, yeah, growing up in Charlottesville, there was no real basketball team, so I kind of split between the Hornets. I like the Hornets because, I like their, grandmama and all that.
Larry Johnson, yeah. Alonzo Mourning.
Muggsy Bogues. Like, that was a fun time. That's the pinstripe Hornets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steph Curry's dad was on that team.
Yep. But at some point, I had to make a decision, and for me, Ty went to the team with the orange and blue colors and the multitude of tough guys.
Oh, yeah.
I just love the 90s Knicks. Yep. Who didn't? And, man, what a far cry.
No,
that
boy.
Makes sense. All right, Chalk Media is your new endeavor that's debuting tomorrow on YouTube. Now, I'm reading this thing. It says you can real-time interact. So when this airs, you'll be on social media? Accepting?
I generally am pretty interactive with my followers.
Always, anyways.
I don't say fans because, social media, I run my social media like I wasn't a verified person. Like, if I was, not an athlete, this is how I would use Twitter.
Gotcha.
And so I think some people like that interactive piece, and we're going to try to embed that in most of the things we do.
Yeah.
Let's try to bring the fans in and make a community of it. So, yeah, I mean, YouTube.
That's a dangerous invitation there, Mr.
No,
Long.
Man.
Yeah,
it's good, but it's dangerous.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll see.
I got you.
It's all dangerous.
It could be if you don't have somebody. So you'll be doing the show and you'll just be seeing things pop up and you'll just address them in real time.
Well, no. So the show tomorrow is just Fishbowl. Fishbowl is going to be, we'll definitely check feedback and I'll talk to fans about what they saw in the interview. But we'll have stuff that's more directly, responsive to fans' commentary and whatnot, but tomorrow won't be that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not ready to work that hard this early.
The man came before the last CBA.
Exactly.
He doesn't have to work that hard.
It's going to be your hashtag
it's
now.
It's all good.
Old CBA.
Yeah, right?
Second overall pick. So you played with a few teams. The now Los Angeles Rams. They're not in St. Louis any longer, obviously. The Patriots, we won a Super Bowl, and the Philadelphia Eagles. The last two are interesting for a lot of different reasons. One, Philly feels like they're forever trying to make Carson Wentz the guy.
He is the guy. You disagree?
I mean, Nick Foles is the guy.
Stop.
No.
Carson Wentz is the guy.
But he has to. I feel he's in this weird spot, really weird spot, because if he doesn't ever win a Super Bowl, then he's the guy on a team that the legend is someone else.
I understand it's
an odd situation.
And it's odd for me to talk about because, listen, there's no way we're in that position to get home field and give Nick an opportunity to get feet under him that season. And listen, Carson was MVP quality play that year. And this year, I know people don't want to hear it and they call me a homer. Believe me, if you knew everything, you wouldn't call me a homer. Carson, to me, is doing a lot with a lot of drops, injuries. He threw two game-winning... Age on the offensive line. I still think the O-line... I think the O-line's one of the best in the league still. But he threw two game-winning touchdown passes in Atlanta and Detroit, respectively. They're dropped. He could easily have this team...
No, I hear you.
The defense and the coverage is more the issue right now. Carson does things off schedule as good as anybody.
We're buying Carson.
I buy Carson all day.
100%.
He's special, man. And if you see him, working up close, he is really special. And Nick's special, too, which is going to be interesting to see how Jacksonville handles it. I think Nick should go back and start, but that's just
If they rip off a few more wins, you going to pull Gardner Minshew if they're winning?
I like Gardner Minshew. This is like the whole conversation. If I don't put a quarterback in my top five, I'm taking a dump on him. Like, no, I like Gardner Minshew. I just think the guy who went on that run in Philly, who mm-hmm. I played with and saw up close, he gives you the best chance to win offensively. But Gardner's been great. But that team wins with complementary football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think Gardner, with time, is going to develop into a really strong option at quarterback to be a starter.
We're talking to Chris Long, who's with us in the studio, two-time NFL champ, of course, went to Virginia like Teague. So I'm always curious, you know, and we've had former and current Pats on. They never give us the real answer. They're all full of it. So I want the real answer about the Pats now. I mean, is it fun playing for the Pats? Like, you walk through you're walking through the hallway, you see Belichick.
Yeah.
Does he say hi? Does he crack a joke?
So people have it all wrong. Like, the things that aren't fun up there to me are, you know, the sun goes down early. There's no windows in the facility.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I need that sunlight, you know? I don't know if I have seasonal affective disorder. I'm not joking about that disorder.
You're not.
Maybe I have it.
Chris, there's a gland. You have a pineal gland in your eye that doesn't get sunlight. You get depressed.
Man.
Serious, that's
guy.
Where sad comes from.
wow.
But I would just...
good pull, Teak.
But New England, I think some of the best teammates...
Crack open some windows, dude.
Don't... You guys can't cut me off when I just say... The sunlight sucks. The lighting sucks in Foxborough. But I had some of the best teammates I ever had, yep. from McCourty to Hightower to Ninkovich to, you know, Amendola there that year. Down to the franchise quarterback, the GOAT, Tom Brady, who treats everybody with respect in the building.
But
Bill's funny.
Is he?
He's
really
very dry and funny, and I'm dry.
Yeah.
So I loved, like, and the effect of, like, when you hear him tell a joke
mm-hmm.
or, like, make a joke, like, it hits harder than if another coach
Wait,
that's
so
always
does
trying
he
to...
know that is he funny when
sometimes,
he makes
intentionally, but, sometimes unintentionally.
But when he makes a joke and it's not funny, does he not know that it's not funny?
He's not a guy who's – he's not going to take big chances.
Oh.
His jokes, when you're dry,
I hear
you know,
you.
You're these aren't – he's not making dad jokes.
He's going for singles and doubles. He's
singles
not
and doubles. He's hitting for average.
Yeah,
he's
I got
not,
you.
Yeah, he's not
But it's enjoyable. So, but here's the other thing. This is the football side of it that I've always, like, guessed or assumed. He's like the master of minutia. It's like the little things.
Yes.
Right, situational football. You're not going to make a mistake on a play that potentially is going to cost us the game. Offense, defense, special teams, it doesn't matter. All of that is locked up tight. Whereas every other coach, I feel like, is like, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah. Well, you go over it in a team meeting. Remember, don't do this if this happens. Like, they don't practice it.
No. It's foundational with Bill. I mean, and Bill, I always say this, he can walk around the field, and he would walk in a circle and coach each position better than the position coach.
That's crazy.
And
wow.
that makes him unique, save for the offensive line coach, Scar, who's the best in the league and one of the best in history. And another thing that I think is that, you know, the Patriot way, it's like a culture people talk about. Like, yeah, it's a culture. It helps to have Tom Brady. But, like, the culture that he's instilled is situational football. He knows every situation front and back, like nuanced. He knows all the positions. He's one of the few coaches that sits with the offense and defense, the whole team with the lights off on mm-hmm. Monday, and he's going to break the film down with everybody in the room.
Wait, so you watch the whole game together?
He's a complete
wow. –
he's a football coach. And wow. I think the main thing that's made them who they are, and we're talking from Super Bowl 1 through 6, they're different teams each time. You know, they can morph from an offensive football team to a defensive football team to a spread team to a power running team like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's true.
They run the ball up the Chargers. You know what?
Yeah.
And they do it to the Chiefs, and they're in 21 personnel in the tight end sets this year. No Gronk, no Devlin. They'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them great.
Well, let me challenge you. They'll figure out a way.
They haven't not figured out a way
to
this point.
No, I'm not talking about the history, not the historical context. Right now, middle of October, moving forward, a lot of injuries, right?
Mm-hmm. Still undefeated, BT.
No doubt. I'm not trying to say they are right now the best team in football. I'm not trying to say that they're not, but I do see some areas
I think the Saints are the best team in football.
Fair enough. Some areas of vulnerability. You know, again, it was a character win, but if they don't block that punt against the Bills, they lose that game.
No mm-hmm. doubt about it.
I don't know.
Situational football.
Situational football is amazing.
I got one.
Do they have enough offense to win?
Do you remember what happened last year to them in, I think, weeks 3 and 4?
They're always bad in September. That's his worst month.
The way they talk about things is September and October is one season, mm-hmm. and then November and December is when the real season starts.
He actually says that to the team?
I mean, that's well, it's the message.
I got you.
Like, the message is, like, it's not like it doesn't matter what happens, but what matters is what happens in November and December. And September and October, you're figuring out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another evaluation. He never missed an opportunity to evaluate. And last year they lost to, I believe it was Jacksonville. They got drugged by mm-hmm. Jacksonville down, and you're thinking, Jacksonville's going to be in the Super Bowl again. You know, last year, week two, we got the brakes beat off us by the Bucs, and we're a play or two away from playing for the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Then the next week, New England goes and loses to Detroit.
Sunday night.
Yep.
Yep.
A couple years ago, they get their butts kicked in Tampa in 16 or 17 when they go to the Super Bowl and lose to us in Philly. There's always those games that are going to make you say early on, and by the way, Tom's historically not been his best in Buffalo. When you look at his worst rating games, mm-hmm. a lot of them are in Buffalo. And it's just a matchup thing, man. Like, they're working through a lot.
And now they're undefeated working through whatever it is they're working through.
And they already played in Buffalo.
That's right.
They won that game.
Exactly.
So, I mean, when you watch Brady, do you see a diminished athlete? You have to see a little bit of
a diminished athlete. I mean, like, athletically.
I don't mean the 40. I mean throwing the football, the willingness to stand in the pocket. Still, is he still seeing
the
field?
I'm sure he's willing to stay in the pocket. And I'm no quarterback expert, but I would say, like, yeah, he might not be the guy who was setting records in the Randy Moss era mm-hmm. there. I mean, like, he would probably tell you he's not the same guy physically. But the guy is just brilliant. And he's the guy that, like, if you're coaching a young quarterback, like, do what he does. Like, know what he knows. Like, treat your teammates the way he treats them. You know, leadership, the whole nine
yards. And
there's
something to that, right?
There is something to that. It's the reason why Dak, who, again, just because I'm saying he's not top five, doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. But that's the reason why Dak, he might not be a top five quarterback, but I believe in Dak, which might be a hot take. Because he's got leadership, he's got toughness.
He treats his guys right.
And guys rally around that. And I'm not comparing Tom and Dak. What I'm saying is there are certain quarterbacks that have that intangible, and when you happen to be the GOAT and you still have that intangible,
mm-hmm.
and also this team is quite possibly a defensive team right now.
No question. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But their kicking game is a mess, and historically they win a lot of tight games with either Vinatieri or Gostkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Nugent was on the street for a reason.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
The loss of the fullback is a big deal. Yep. I know everybody talked about Gronk, but I think the loss of Devlin could prove to be a bigger deal, the win loss, the Andrews loss. I thought they would make a move by now and go get a tackle. I know Trent didn't actually mm-hmm. end up in Cleveland,
nope.
did he?
No.
I've always thought that would be a good move for them. O.J. Howard might be a good move in the passing game.
Tight end.
He's kind of rotting in
Tampa
Bay. Yeah,
Tampa's not getting the ball. I don't know what's going on there.
But, yeah, I think.
What about A.J. Green?
I like A.J. Green. Cleveland
Injuries.
Said they won't move him.
Yeah.
I like A.J. Green. Or
you mean Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. I like A.J. Green to either to San Francisco, or I like Keenan Allen to San Francisco.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how many movement is
two
happening all the time these days in football? It used to never happen.
Yeah.
When I was in the league, and even when your early years, trade? Nah, it's not going to work. It's not worth it. Now it's like, okay, we got a piece we can get. Let's go get it now and plug it in right now.
There's schools of thought that are like the draft picks. There's no guarantee you can even pick well with the draft picks. But
right.
You know, it's interesting how we evaluate trades because there's the Mac trade, which was like mm-hmm. Gruden was a meme for.
Yeah.
But does Chicago win if they don't win the Super Bowl? Is that because that's a win now move? Like, do you win that trade if you don't win the Super Bowl?
Well, you certainly didn't win when you actually played the Raiders 2 weeks ago in London. Right. They ran it right down Mac's throat.
Well, hey, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. They ran the ball down.
Hyperbole,
they ran the ball down the Bears' throat, and they got the play action going, and they threw a multitude of looks at Mac. But, yeah, I mean, like, for Gruden and Mayock, who's done a great job there as well, I got to shout my boy out, mm-hmm. like, they had to feel like, hey, maybe we didn't win the trade, but that guy we got at 24 ran for 100 yards.
Yep. Yep.
You know, we've got young guys
Josh
playing
Jacobs.
Well. The young DNs had a sack in the game.
Yeah, from Clemson.
Farrell.
You know, your pick from a year ago, the tackle, Hurst, played well in the Bears game.
Good, like, tight end.
I just think sometimes we get so overreactive to these trades.
Of
like,
course
just
we do.
Let
That's what we do for a living. Yeah. Of course we have to overreact.
Sports radio every
That's
day.
What we do, man. All right. You got to learn that recipe.
One important family question. Your brother just got put on IR.
Yeah.
Kyle, guard for the
Chicago Bears. He probably got mad at me on the radio a couple of
days. But that was your fault.
That wasn't my fault. He don't side with him just because he's his brother.
He was joking with
me. I appreciate the honesty.
He has like a I don't know Kyle as well as I know you, obviously. But he's got like a harsh sense of humor, right?
He does, but he's also like, he's a little bit
like he'll joke and like be frowning in your face like I'm going to strangle
he's
you.
He's ornery.
But I'm joking with
Listen,
you, right?
When you're when you're a big man and you got a hammer, everything's a nail. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, conflict is king. Listen, I'm super bummed for him, man. Like, yeah. You know, it's hard in the league.
What does this mean for his career?
I don't know. It's up to him. Yeah. I mean, like, he's going to come off IR. I know that he's probably he's very talented.
Yep.
I didn't think he played as bad as people thought. I played bad two games, but he played pretty well the first two. But you know how the media is. They're like, you know, there's got to be a scapegoat. It's unfortunate he hadn't been able to stay healthy. And, you know, in the league, like one injury, two injuries, three injuries, they compound each other. Man, I love him. He's made Pro Bowls. He's been a fixture there. He's got a decision to make when he's off IR.
Yeah.
You know, he's a total stud. I saw him this week. I was happy to see him. I was bummed for him, but happy to see him.
Yeah, they start to create a narrative. It's a bad thing. Hopefully good things happen for him and for the rest of your family, including your pops.
Football isn't everything.
Love you, Dad.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
Chalk
a
part Media.
Of forever, really. Yeah.
Chris Long's
I'm
new
I'm going to give Dad a
content.
Job on Chalk Media.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's premiering tomorrow on YouTube, so check it out for Chris. Chris, I never got a chance to play with you. Didn't get the chance to be your teammate in the National Football League, but there was no greater experience than hugging you, watching our Cavaliers hoist the national championship down out in Minnesota last year. That was awesome.
For the next
that was awesome.
Year.
Hey, good luck to you, man.
Thanks,
this was
man.
Awesome. Thanks for hopping on.
Good actually meeting you, Chris.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Likewise,
thank you.
Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.